of November. All day.
It will. It will. But though it won't be the 12 all day, for a few seconds it will be. And for a few minutes, we've got a very special guest in. We've got Joanna Bama of Morgan Online. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for making it. I know you're not based in Amsterdam, so you've probably had quite a journey to come up, haven't you?
Well, luckily my friend Kitty lives here, so I managed to stay overnight with her.
Hello,
and got
Kitty.
A lift this morning.
I've been dying to say that. Hello, Kitty.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't get it the first time. Yeah.
It's okay. I just came and smacked you in the back ahead of it.
I'll tell you what, Hello Kitty's a whole show on itself.
It is, right, it is. Now, Johnny, you have just got back to the Netherlands a couple of weeks ago, correct?
That's right.
And you have been gone for almost a year?
Almost a year. We have been sailing around the Canary Islands, and when we left Holland a year ago, we actually sailed from Rotterdam
right,
all the way down to the Canary Islands. Yes. And that was quite an experience for me. It was
amazing.
The first time. Yeah. Yeah, it was really amazing.
Right. And you were sailing on the Morgan, which is where
that's
we
right.
get Morgan Online from. Yeah?
That's right.
And that's
yeah.
a 45-foot?
It's a 45-foot double-mast schooner rig.
Beautiful.
Beautiful yacht. It's really, really, and it's a comfortable home. It's lovely.
So is it one of those real old-school sort of yachts with sort of old-school sails and that sort of thing?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It doesn't look like an America's Cup sort of Volvo Ocean Race.
No. It's heavy. It's seaworthy.
Yeah.
It's very broad. It's a comfortable home.
Cool. Mm.
You know, and this,
yeah.
it doesn't. You won't win any races with him.
Right.
Okay.
But he's just lovely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And this is
he. Ooh.
I picked that up from Ernie. I know it should be a she, but I just picked that up because he always talks about the boat as he.
Interesting.
Everything
interesting.
To Ernie is he. Even our dog, which is a bitch.
I met some of those. Now, this is your first boat home, as well as your first sort of sailing expedition. When you
right.
hit the Morgan, this was all new for you, was it?
It certainly was, and to a large extent it still is, because you really have discovered you can't learn to sail in one day. And, you know, so every time it's just a little bit more, a
yeah.
little bit more, a little bit more. In the beginning when Ernie would shout, you know, pull the line, I go in a total panic. Which of the hundreds of lines did he mean? But now I'm kind of getting into the swing of things, so it's a bit easier.
Nice. I have to be honest, I interviewed Joanna about a year ago for the Times when I was writing for them. So that's why I have a little bit of background knowledge here and why I'm aware that this was, in a sense, your first sailing
mm-hmm.
expedition. And when we spoke a year ago, there was a great deal of excitement, a little bit of nervousness, and maybe a little trepidation about the idea of, you know, living in close quarters on a boat with someone that, for all intents and purposes, you didn't really know that well.
Mm.
You had only met Ernie
yeah.
a few months beforehand before you decided to do this great adventure. So
yeah.
how did it work for you? How did the living on board with what was then a stranger to an extent?
Well, it's still a challenge.
Mm.
It would be a challenge with whoever you lived.
Yeah.
You know, it's simply because you're in a very small space.
Is it just the two of you?
And our dog.
Okay. Have you seen the movie Dead Calm? Just out of interest.
Thank you, Mike.
ever charming.
Wow, that set me up for the day.
Sorry.
He'll be giving you his copy of Titanic next.
Sam Neill in that? Sorry, carry on. He's a Kiwi, actually.
Yes,
yeah.
Mike. Yes.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, I mean, it went better than I thought, because I'd lived here in a really big house just by myself. I had all the space in the world, but took
yeah.
all my decisions myself. So it was a big adjustment, but it actually went much smoother than I was expecting.
Great. So no regrets on that front?
No, not
excellent.
At all. Not
excellent.
At all.
Now, I'm going to read this from, in essence, the press bio, because I want to get it right. But Morgan Online is an organization that tells the stories of the people who protect the marine and coastal environments, covering issues that rarely make the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah?
So give us an example of how you did that. What did you do on the Morgan to cover these issues and meet these people?
On the Morgan, well, what we do, there's a lot of networking behind mm-hmm. the scenes. A lot of people sort of have this very glamorous image that we sort of like sail around the world and all these people fall into our lap because, you know,
Is that not how it happens?
No.
Again, I point you to Dave Calm.
Okay, sorry. Is this going to be a running joke throughout? Apparently. So we do a lot of networking and research mm-hmm. ahead of time, obviously, and we flit about quite a lot between the Netherlands or wherever and where the boat is, mm-hmm. and we will be doing more of that in the future. So, for example, the film that we've just made, mm-hmm. one of the topics in the film is about the cleaning of ballast water. Ballast water is a huge problem because it brings species from one end of the world to the other and dumps them there, and, you know, you can get
it.
You know, it can be a real problem.
I learned about this last year from you and have actually spent a lot of this year since telling people about this. And, you know, I like to say things like, oh, yeah, you know, it's not really the Dutch mussels anymore, you know. And, oh, you can't get anything in the Caspian Sea anymore. Ballast water, mate. Let me tell you about ballast water. I've become quite adamant about how bad ballast water is.
Well, I'm glad we have one convert.
You do. And I'm not backwards in coming forwards with my opinion. But maybe you want to tell our listeners, because for me, I was fascinated by this concept of problem with ballast water. It's not something I thought about at all.
Well, the problem isn't so much ballast water as invasive species, as it's called. Mm-hmm. Invasive species is when a species from one place goes to another. Usually it's transported by man. And then they sort of colonize the new area because they don't have predators, they don't have diseases, and all this sort of stuff. So they end up colonizing a whole area to the detriment of the native species.
Mm. And there's some pretty bad examples.
Oh, they're horrible examples. Like the Black Sea, for example. A ship came from northeast United States in the 80s, early 80s. And they dumped their ballast water because that was the practice then. Mm. You just dump your ballast water. And in that ballast water, there were very, very small jellyfish. Now, you'd sort of think, well, what's the big deal about that? But jellyfish reproduce really fast. They don't need, they're self-reproducing.
Right.
So within a very short space of time, they can actually take over a whole sea. Now, the Black Sea is, of course, enclosed. And what happened is that the jellyfish reproduced to such an extent that they were eating all the fish larva, because they have to eat something as well.
Yeah.
So the fish supplies in the Black Sea just plummeted. So all the fishing industries around the five countries surrounding the Black Sea just completely collapsed. So you had a total economic disaster because there weren't enough predators in the Black Sea to eat the jellyfish and to keep the population under control. Now, the problem is it's the American comb jelly, is now spreading, and they're even here on the North Sea. They're now off the Dutch coast. A year ago, they were spotted in the Waddenzee. Now they're actually here on, let's say, this part of the Dutch coast as well. Yeah. So this could be a potential problem.
Yeah. Well, but would it make a difference because, in essence, we're not enclosed?
Probably.
It's
something to be aware of, and the scientists and researchers have their fingers on the button. But the thing is that it's better to work preventively because you're not going to be able to cure the situation. I mean, how are you on earth are you going to pick millions of little tiny, tiny jellyfish out the sea?
Yeah. Mm. So, would it be issues like this that you would be exploring and investigating via Morgan Online?
Yes. So what we actually do is we just highlight the problem, in this case, the jellyfish, for example. But we don't actually go on about it in the film because we try to have a positive outlook in the film, and we actually try to show what industry is doing to make a situation better. So we got hold of somebody who's developed a new way of cleaning ballast water using only natural processes. So there's no chemical, there's no heating, there's no nothing like that. And we've actually shown his process in the first film.
Right.
So the idea is that we get hold of people who are actually actively doing something and doing something on prevention to make the situation better.
Right.
So, for example, one of the topics we're researching now is about plastic. Plastic's a huge problem on land, but it's a devastating problem in the ocean.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the industry that's making biodegradable plastic, making substitutes for, you know, containers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's what one of the next films will be about. So we don't really do conservation films as such or wildlife. We certainly don't do natural history films. So we're just really looking at industry and seeing what they're doing to limit the damage.
And rather than being a place for doom and gloom and scaring me to death so that I don't think there's any point in doing anything, you're actually showing where differences can be made and people who are making a difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we try to do is we try to take a very local, small-scale example, and then we also try to show a more international, wider-scale example.
Okay, okay. I've been on your website, and I have to say, I love some of the videos that you did. there's some wonderful videos of them swimming with whales and stingrays and dolphins.
Stingrays?
Oh, it's just beautiful. Yeah, oh, I guess.
Lit up.
Yes. Be careful, Mr. Irwin. I'd love to talk to you some more about that when we come back. But just now, as it's sort of, I think it's a little apropos, let's listen to Deep Enough by Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels, our favourite artist here on the English Breakfast. Here it is. This is Deep Enough. I think it's very appropriate.
Yeah.
All right, it's 23 past 8, back in 4.
Child, this way of dealing with the part.